Welcome, everyone. This is Russ Gauzo, Chronicles of the End Times. Thank you for being with me today as we continue to look towards the Middle East and the war between Israel and Hamas and other Iranian-backed militias. Usually on the podcast, I like to stay straight up with the Word of God rather than too much on current events, but it can't be ignored. What is going on in the Middle East at this time? Could this be the next great war? Is that what we're looking at? Is that what we're seeing here unfold before our eyes? At the time of this broadcast, the U.S. has just carried out airstrikes targeting two facilities linked to the Iranian-backed militias in eastern Syria because they have been firing at U.S. positions in Syria and northern Iraq. I recently spoke with a rabbi who just flew in from Israel and has relatives in the battle, on the front lines, as it were. And we were agreeing on one particular thing for sure, is that the narrative is the true war that's going on here. Yes, people are being killed and there's terrible things going on. But the real danger beyond all that, the war that people are writing about, it is being used by Iran through their proxy terrorist groups to do away with Israel. There's no doubt about it. Iran is not going to miss out on this opportunity. They're poking Hezbollah from the north and other militia units around the Mideast. In a prior podcast, I talked about the principalities and powers and how these either angelic or separate spiritual beings that God put in place over the world from the beginning, those who have fallen away, these principalities and powers became dark, and now they still rule the world. We get a little inside look in Daniel chapter 8. When the angel spoke to Daniel about the delay, wasn't because of his prayer or who he was, but it was because of the battle that was going on. Verse 12, the angel says, "Fear not, Daniel, for the first day that you set your heart to understand and humbled yourself before your God, your words have been heard, and I have come because of your words. The prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days, but Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I was left there with the kings of Persia and came to make you understand what is to happen to your people in the latter days, for the vision is for days to come." So we know these beings, these principalities and powers are powerful. They're more powerful than some angels. God made them the government, and this government fell when Satan fell. But he hasn't taken their power away. They still rule and reign in their different territories. And Persia today is Iran. These principalities and powers don't move around. They're assigned to a region, and they stay in that region. So those same powers, those evil darkness in heavenly places that Paul talks about, they're still there. And now they have a new opportunity. We have to keep in mind that this is a spiritual battle. The anti-Semitism here in this country and around the world is growing rapidly. Hamas is very good at playing the game. They have these hostages and they're going to use them. They're going to milk it for everything they can get and prepare for Israel's invasion. We can go back through history. And who else lived in the Gaza Strip? The Philistines. And the Philistines constantly made war with Israel. Wars breaking out all through the Old Testament. King David faced them many times. This is an old enemy. And because of the outcry, Palestinian people believe they've been put out 75 years ago from a land that they say belonged to them. But this was the hand of God. There can be no question. The scripture clearly states, Isaiah says, "Who has heard of such a thing? Who has seen such things? Can a land be born in one day? Or can a nation be brought forth in a moment? As soon as Zion was in labor, she brought forth her sons." This is a reference to the United Nations declaring Israel a nation on May 15th, 1948. U.S. President Harry Truman was the first world leader to officially recognize Israel as a legitimate Jewish state on May 14, 1948. And this was only 11 minutes after its creation. There were many at Truman's side in the White House that thought this was a bad idea for him to do. But if you follow history, Truman specifically states that because he knew the Bible, he had read the Bible as a kid several times, he says, and because of that, he felt compelled to agree with the United Nations decision and back Israel as a nation. This was key for Israel's survival. And after that, other countries fell in line. So here's a country born in a day. This is one of the greatest signs of the end times in the entire Bible. We've always had earthquakes. We've always had bad hurricanes and tornadoes. And we've always had wars. And that's the argument of many that say, oh, you know, the end times. You're always talking about the end times. These things have always been this way, and they'll continue to be so. That can be debated. But what cannot be debated is that the missing ingredient was Israel as a nation, their return. And the scripture clearly states that they will return, and they have, and they will not be moved again. And the question is, for us today, is this just another uprising? Is just another one of those wars that Israel has to fight, that they've been fighting since the first day they became a nation? Or is this different? And I'm telling you that it's different. Scripturally, this is a different war. The United States was never involved in the other wars. Yes, we had airlifts during the time when President Nixon was president that helped Israel. Without those airlifts for supplies and military supplies, they wouldn't have made it. But this is the first time we've been physically involved. We have ships in the area, well within the range of Hezbollah rockets and missiles. We have the president of Iran telling the world that if Israel invades and continues this bombing, that they will not sit still. That's a threat. The Arab world is up in arms because although they will say publicly that they feel that what happened to Israel, what Hamas did, those horrific murders, they don't agree with them, but behind the scenes, they're not grieving because they all agree on one thing. Israel should not be there. The Palestinians in Gaza may be saying to the world that what Hamas did was terrible, but they're not weeping over it because they too wish to have Israel. They want the land back. No matter what the world and the nations of the world do, God is in control. God is molding and shaping the world to reveal his son, Jesus Christ. That's the mission. The mission is for the Lord Jesus Christ to come back to this earth and rule and reign and take back the world that he created. In our last podcast, we talked about the war of Ezekiel 38 and 39. We talked about the differences between the wars and their outcome. But the question in most Americans' minds is, where is the United States in this last days scenario? No one can really say. This we do know, that the Antichrist, when he rises up, will rule over all the Western nations, and that will include the United States. But what happens now? We are on the brink of what could be a devastating war. And waiting in the wings is China, waiting in the wings to take the preeminent place in the world. Those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ, who have been born again and changed, and had that face-to-face encounter with the Lord God Almighty that changed our lives, we can relate to disaster. We can relate to hitting the wall. We can relate to coming to a place in our lives where there was nowhere to turn. And that's just a microcosm of what's going on in the world. The world is looking for answers, but they want their own answers, just like they want their own truth. But there's no peace, and there's no real truth. There's no shelter. There's no safety without Jesus Christ. And unfortunately, this is what the Antichrist is going to offer this world in the very near future. And when the Antichrist arises, he will offer such things. That's why it's important for people to know the Word of God. The deception will be great. I've mentioned this before. We have a new generation of AI being introduced to society, and it's only going to become more intense. So if you're getting your news from social media, you need to stop doing that, because that's the first area that the AI, in the hands of people who are deceivers, are going to invade. They're going to be putting up images that look exactly like the people, political figures, Hollywood stars, religious leaders, on and on. They'll look like them. They'll sound like them. And they'll be spewing out all kinds of stuff. How will we know what's right? How will we know what's wrong? The world is already upside down with their morals. They have no idea which way is up or down. They're running after their own desires, as the scripture tells us. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17, Paul writes, "Now this I say and testify in the Lord, that you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do, in their futility of their minds. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of ignorance that is in them, due to the hardness of their heart. They have become callous and given themselves up to sensuality, greed, to practice every kind of impurity." That is the life we see going around us. Romans talks about a reprobate mind, a mind that can no longer make sound decisions. This is where we are. It's vitally important that we understand without the Word of God, we will not know what to do. We will not know what is truth and what is lies, because deception takes an eyedropper of truth and drops it into the pot and mixes it up, or it would not be deception. So in the midst of everything that's going on, all the wars and everything that we're seeing, we have to know that evil is rising in America. We have seen it in these shootings, the latest one in Maine. And it was a couple in our group that we meet every Thursday. We have a group of about 20. And we talk about the things we talk about on this podcast. And they were involved where they had to be locked down in a military complex not far from where we are. That was just yesterday, because there was a shooter on the premises. Listen, folks, we need to look into the Word of God and understand that, yes, we've always had people who were disturbed. We've always had guns. But if we are truthful with ourselves, we will see that, yes, evil is on the rise. These things were never done before and with such frequency. We need Jesus Christ. And that's what the Lord is doing. He's pulling the world into a place where they have to make a decision. Will they follow this new leader that's on the rise, this Antichrist that the Bible talks about? Or will they stay true to the Word of God and follow God alone? And that applies to the Christian world and to Israel. This is what it's all about. This is what it's going to boil down to. All these other gods and all these other religions, they're not going to last. The Antichrist is not going to put up with them. You know, he is the enemy, the devil himself, and he wants the worship of people. He's not going to want to divide it up with little demons and other forms of religion. This is what God's doing. He's drawing a line in the sand and saying it's either me or him. And he's doing this because he loves the world. And just like you and I, when we got saved, we needed to come to a crisis situation. That's who we are. That's the kind of people we are. You know, we will procrastinate and we will put off until our backs are against the wall. That was my life. That's what God did for me, or else I wouldn't be here today. A ride in an ambulance when I was 26 years old with a heart seizure, God stepped into my life. That's what he's doing to the world. We need to understand that. If God's so loving, why is this happening? Well, there's a lot of answers for that. One is that we're sinful people. We're greedy and we're self-centered. And the other reason is God has a plan to save the entire world. So as the world heads towards this crisis situation, there will be people that are reaching out and panicking, wondering what's going to happen next. That's where you and I come in to be the light of the world. As the world gets darker, our light should get brighter. So let's stay on our knees and keep looking up. We don't know the day and we don't know the hour, but we should know the time. Remember what Jesus said. Jesus told them, "When evening comes, you say, the weather will be fair, for the sky is red. And in the morning, today it will be stormy, for the sky is red and overcast. You know how to interpret the appearance of the sky, but not the signs of the times. The Lord Jesus Christ wants us to understand the times that we live in. He wants us to understand the signs that we see. Why? For the unsaved, it's to turn them to Him. For His church, for His followers, it's a poke in the side to say, get moving. There's no time to waste. Share my message. Make disciples of all nations. Preach the gospel. Love you all. Keep listening and keep praying, for that's the power that is within our hands. This is Russ Galza for Chronicles of the End Times. Keep looking up. The King is coming.